Riggs and Alley, rewind.
It is Tinder Tuesday. Not with Alley.
Not with Alley for once. I explained this to somebody the other day. Well, actually, I explained it to my boyfriend. I said,
"Yeah,
do you understand? I knew in my mind somebody was going to break up. Thank God it was Gibbons, not Riggs, because Riggs is married.
Yeah.
Because every time for the past 15 years on this show, the second somebody, their relationship status changes, somebody else changes. So there have always been two people in relationships, one not. My entire 15 years, I would almost stick to that on this show. So the second I ended up with a dude, I thought, somebody's breaking up. It took, what, weeks?
Yeah, two weeks.
Gibbons.
Yeah. 3 weeks, yeah.
So as I told Pottery Guy, the only concern we have is if one of them, you know, if Gibbons gets a chick.
Yes.
We should be concerned.
Yes, you should.
We might be breaking up soon. Okay, are you with me?
You might be right.
Are you with me?
She might be onto something.
I think I am.
Gibbons is staying single for a long, long, long time. And you can quote me on that.
I was
going to
say, please write down this quote.
You can quote me on that.
7:33.
Why is your clock off from mine?
I don't know.
You can quote me on that.
7:33-ish on Tuesday, January 21st.
Uh-huh.
How long are you going to stay single for? I think we should give him a moratorium, like a certain amount of time that you have to be single.
I think he was.
I think you have to learn. I think you have to pick up some pieces, and I think you need to find you. You need to do you for a while,
Ranger,
before you start playing hot dogs and donuts with someone else.
He tried that, and he got wifey'd up all of a sudden, or husband up all of a sudden.
Because we didn't put this kind of restriction on him,
You're
I think.
100%
I think we need to do that.
He gave up. Don't you? I remember it. He was dating and dating and dating and dating, and he just gave up. And you know it's true.
I just smashed the bejesus out of my funny bone. It was not funny. I'm sorry. No.
I thought I made you cringe because I was so on point.
No, you're right.
I watched it where he dated, he got sick of the crap, and then he was like, oh, this one really likes me.
Yes.
I'm not even being sarcastic or exaggerating. It was like, this one really likes me.
It was, that one punched me in the face. This one really likes me. Okay, I guess I'll pick the one that really likes me. That was 100% how it went.
Yeah.
But single, and I just now, this morning, downloaded Tinder, right, on my phone now.
Oh, God.
I downloaded it. I got to start a whole new profile, though, because I have a new phone number, and I'm logging in all fresh, all brand new, and I'm going to start swiping. But I think I want one of you two,
swipe.
Yeah. I want both of you collectively to run my Tinder.
Okay.
Cool. I need some kind of a buffer. I need a filter, because you know me. I'm the fall-in-love guy here. I don't want to fall in love. I need a little bit of a buffer.
That's a nice way of saying it.
Yeah.
I'm quick to be like, here was a red flag with this chick you ignored. Here was a red flag with this chick. I mean, I'm in. Yeah,
that's what Allie will do.
I'm
the guy that goes, hey, there's red flags, but hell, if you're happy, whatever, you do you. Whatever.
I want you to find someone you like, and I want you to find someone that is good for you.
Compatible.
But you're going to think that I'm against everyone, because
I will tell
you what's wrong with everyone. And then what you choose to accept as far as what's wrong is up to you.
Can I rephrase my question and statement, please? Allie, I want you to run my Tinder, because Riggs will just find a way for anybody.
He would.
I would too.
But I'm not going to think men, where I just want to play hot dogs and donuts. I'm going to think of, okay, something's off with this chick, because I can tell. You can tell usually.
I want to see you with someone that, I don't want her to support you. I'm not saying look for a sugar mama, but someone that can kind of hold you up, because I feel like you look for these girls that you have to kind of hold up to. They're kind of broken and you want to try to fix them.
Yep.
You're like,
care.
There's something wrong. This one has the X wrong with them. This one has Y wrong with them. I'll try to fix that, and I would be the guy to fix that. I will write this
That's
wrong.
That's a self-esteem thing.
You guys
yes.
are so
100%.
You need therapy for that.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
That's got nothing to do
that
with
that too.
Tinder.
That's another thing. By the way, therapy is cool. You should totally see a therapist.
Oh, therapy is
very cool.
Therapy is 1,000% on deck. Like, I'm settling in on my move here. I'm going to get my feet established in my new place in Beirut where I live now. And
100%.
Then, I honestly got no boyfriend, no girlfriend, and getting therapy. No girlfriend, getting therapy. And in the meantime,
so why are we saying no girlfriend? Because you're not right?
I'm not right. I got to worry about me. I'm worried about me.
I just want to make sure we're all on the same page as to why. Like, it's not like Gibbons can't have a girlfriend.
No,
but it's
no.
Gibbons is going to pick a horrible partner until he gets right.
Gibbons got to get himself right.
Single.
100%.
6 years single, people.
Uh-huh.
Was not ready until I was ready. It's okay to be single for that long.
It is. It's okay to be in a relationship with yourself.
That's right.
Self-committed. There you go.
That's right.
That's a good way to put it, you guys.
Now, hand me your Tinder. Let me look at these hoes.
Yeah, me too.
Help me with the profile. I need pictures and everything.
You got it. Kiss FM.
Riggs and Alley.
It's Riggs and Alley.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.